What compelled you to tweet about Andre Johnson?
Oh, I was just, you know, just watching TV and seeing the whole story that was going on. And his situation, I don't think that the Texans would let him loose or whatever. But me playing in the AFC South, having to face this guy twice every year, knowing just he's a very good player and he's also a friend of mine. So, you know, anytime you got another friend to lead you, I always want to play with him.
Chris, is there a chance that you'll be out there for at least a little bit during minicamp?
I'm not sure. Just from me talking with the trainers, they just want me to continue to rehab and get 100%.
Rex said the trainers and the medical staff have been pretty pleased with your where you're at. Do you feel like you're making good progress?
Yeah, I think I'm making good progress. I've always been a hard worker, so even though I'm not on the field, it's still places where I can work harder, and that's in the training room, that's in the weight room. So right now I feel like I'm progressing very good, so just continue to stay with that. That's tough because this is my first time ever being injured and first time going through rehab. So I've always been a guy that been at OTAs, been able to go through it all. But I'm getting back in shape and those things. So once training camp get here, I'm sure that'll give me enough time to get rolling.
Hey, Chris. I don't know if you can see me. It's Kim.
I see you.
I don't know how well you knew Michael Vick, but first impression over these first few weeks together as a teammate, what's he like?
I've been knowing Michael Vick for years. Man, I haven't got the same agent or whatever, but he's a good guy, good leader. You could tell he's a veteran guy, and he got the mindset of a lot of guys got, and that's trying to win.
Chris,